You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Shut it down. I'm hunting for someone, y'all. He's a lying, thieving rattlesnake, and he's broken every law. He's terrorized the lives of men, and he's under arrest because I've been sent with a warrant from the body of Christ.
What's happening? Why is there?
Satan, bite the dust.
You just tuned in to Life Changers Radio Broadcast, a ministry where you do experience change. Tune in every Saturday from 11:15 to 11:30 a.m. We're excited about your deliverance. Let's go quickly into today's broadcast with your host, Apostle L. Meg Farquhar. Thank you for tuning in to Life Changers Radio Broadcast today. I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our healer, our deliverer, the God that has set us free, the only mediator between man and God. Hallelujah, the intercessor, amen, the antidote for our sickness, sin, and disease, his shedding of his blood. I give the Lord praise today. I thank him for the Holy Spirit today. I thank him for his word that's forever settled in heaven, his mercy and grace today. Somebody ought to say, Lord, have mercy on me today. I thank the Lord for his mercy and his grace. Woo, thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm very excited about this message today. Before we even get started, let's just go before the throne of grace. Heavenly Father, we praise you. We thank you. We lift you up today. You're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. You're the Ancient of Days, and you've proven yourself to be faithful over the ancient. Lord, we praise you. We thank you. We thank you for the minute blessings that you have given us. We thank you that we have the activity of our limbs. We have our eyes and ears, and we can see. We have shelter, roof over our head. Thank you. Food to eat, cars to drive. Lord, we just thank you for being in the land of the living one more time. Lord, we thank you. Heavenly Father, I just pray today there's somebody out there that really truly needs you, somebody that's calling on you, somebody that's saying, Lord, revive me, restore to me back those things that I have lost, and let me recover those things that have was taken away from me. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, no matter if they're in the hospital, no matter if there's sickness or whether it's a disease, no matter if they're in the jailhouse, no matter if they messed up, your word declares to us that if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, all your judgments toward us, we're guilty. At least I'm guilty anyway, Father. And we ask you to cleanse us right now by your blood, Lord Jesus, the blood covenant that was shed, your holy blood. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving us for our sins today, that we may have a new beginning. Excuse me, a new beginning for this new day. In Jesus' name, Heavenly Father, I just send your eternal power to those that are suffering with cancer, diabetes, those that are suffering with all type of depression and anxiety. In the name of Jesus Christ, your power liberates them today. In the name of Jesus Christ, we break the powers of darkness and paralyze their operations, communications, manifestations, travelizations, hallelujah, and transformations out of their bodies, out of their homes, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, you are the author of peace and not the author of confusion. You said my thoughts towards you, oh, your people are good and of peace and not of evil, to give us a hope and a dynamic future. Show yourself strong on behalf of your people today, for you are the balm of Gilead. There is a God in Israel. There is a living, true living sacrifice, a resurrected holy sacrifice. His name is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, we give you praise and we thank you. Father, those that are trodden down and those that are in bondage today to all type of sins, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let your power liberate them. Let your word, amen, begin to manifest in their hearing today, and let them know that those that you have died and liberated them from the powers of darkness, that they don't have to dwell in their sins today in Jesus' name. And for those who are not born again, let them know, Father, that your death, your resurrection, your burial, all that was because you wanted to save us, deliver us. You said, I came that you may have life and have life more abundantly. Those who believe on me shall pass from death into eternal life. Thank you for eternal life today. We thank you because you're the only true holy God. We thank you for your holiness, that there's no darkness in you. There's no blemish in you, so we can trust you today. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, refresh your leaders, deliver your leaders, open our eyes. Let us not be ignorant to the devices of the enemy. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I'm very excited about this message today. Let us run really quick, really, really, really quick to 1 Corinthians, Hebrews chapter 4. Let's run there really quick. I want to talk to you on a subject of impartation, incubation, and manifestation. Last week we talked about staying active with your faith, and one of the components, the main source or the foundation of staying active with our faith is the Word of God. Amen. And if you look in, or if we go right here to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, it says, for the word of God is a living and a powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, even to the piercing and the division of the soul and the spirit, the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intent of the heart. That's what the word tells us here. Amen. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 4. When you think about impartation, or you think about incubation, and then you think about manifestation, the three steps, the word of God is just like that. When you think about a woman who is pregnant, first she receives the impartation. So she has the egg inside of her. Amen. And so now it's developing. 9 months in the womb is the incubation period. And then the manifestation period is when the baby is born. The Lord is speaking to us today. He says, listen, I sent my word to heal you of your sickness, all your sicknesses and your diseases. But the key component to staying active with your faith is allowing my word to get inside of you. And even though it's inside of you and it's in its incubation stage and you don't see the manifestation yet, don't give up on the word. Amen. You got to keep on going, because the manifestation of the word will begin to manifest itself in the different areas of your life where it's needed. It says that the word of God, amen, is a discerner of thoughts. It gets into the thoughts. It gets out the stinking thinking. Amen. It begins to align your thinking with the word of God. It said it is an intent in the heart. It deals with the unforgiveness, for out of the heart flows the issues of life. And the Lord is saying, my word does a work. And a lot of times we're looking for people to lay hands on you, fast and pray for me and do this. And the Lord is saying, you or we have a job to do in being active in our faith, and it's staying in the word of God. Impartation. It's even like it's when a person or a leader lay their hands on you, they imparted something to you. Amen. And then it sits in you. Let's say they imparted into you, they ordained you, or they imparted some gift to you, and it's inside of you. It's a season, a period, and a time. And what happens is, a lot of times when we go before the Lord, we're in faith. We're saying, yes, Lord, I believe you're going to do it and this and that. But we don't stand on the word. We don't continue in the word. And the Lord saying, it's the word that's the sharpener. It's the word. Listen, the heavens and the earth, when he said, let there be light, it's held up by the power of his word. Do you know if he said, I receive back my light, this whole earth will go dark? I said the whole earth will go dark. He's saying, my word here has a job to do. My word is alive and it's powerful. It will begin to cut out stuff. It will begin to correct and line everything that needs to be lined it up. So the Lord is saying, I need you to begin, or I need my people to begin to take my word again as its value. Amen. Because he says, they put that to the side and we grab the social media and we listen to other people. He said, but how about spending time with me and allowing my word? What does he say in John 15? He said, abide in me, abide in my word. And if my word abide in you, you can ask me whatever you will and it'll be done for you. Why? Because faith comes by hearing and understanding the word of God. In the incubation period, it's bringing, understanding to you and to me. The manifestation part of it, the manifestation part of it is when it becomes alive to us and we become living words by acting out what the word. If the word said online, you go to lie, guess what? The word will stand up in you. I remember one time I had told a lie. I heard the Holy Ghost say, liar, liar, pants on fire. I felt that fire on the inside of me. I was like, oh, my goodness. Or the word of God will come up, and you'll be, you know, upset with somebody, and you hear the Lord saying, I brought her in your life because I needed to do some work in her. And at the same time, I'm elevating patience in you. Or at the same time, I allowed this to happen. You need to go to the next level with self-control. See, the word of God is doing a work in its incubation period. And when the manifestation time comes, what? We're more mature. Amen. We become more of a living word. Amen. And we begin to act out. Faith without works is what? Dead. We begin to act out the very thing that we said we believe. And that's where the enemy battles us on. Once we believe in God for something and standing, he don't want us in the word. He want us watching our phones. He want us going out. He want us going eating. Then we're tired. I don't know about you, but sometimes with the work and everything, you be tired. You be like, okay, Lord, I just turn on the phone and listen to the music on the Bible app or something like that. Or sometimes we just don't even do it. Sometimes we just go from Monday through Friday or Monday through Sunday and say, oh, I didn't even get in the word this week. That's what the enemy wants. But the Lord says, heaven shall pass away, earth shall pass away, but my word will not pass away. It is everlasting. And this is what the Lord is talking to us about, getting back into his word, believing him for his word, standing on his word. Did you know to mutter or to meditate means to repeat it over and over to yourself? I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. I'm the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. God is for me and not against me. You know, Jesus is the author and the finisher of my faith. Oh, yes. I know how to obey. I know how to abound. I know how to suffer. I know how to come out of things. I know how to stand. Why? Because faith. I'm going from faith to faith to glory to glory. We're going to take the word of God and we begin to what? Declare it. We begin to act it out. We begin to say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. We begin to say, I am love. I walk in love. I'm kind. I envy not. I'm not puffed up. I'm not seeking my own. You see, we begin to take the word of God and we begin to speak it to oneself because we're reading it all the time. And it begins to what? Take on its powerful action. It's powerful action. We're talking about impartation, taking the word, reading it, getting it in you. And allowing the Holy Spirit in its incubation stage, amen, to bring understanding to us concerning the word of God and teaching us in the manifestation how to actively walk in the word, walk by the word, amen, use the word of God, decree the word of God, amen, and begin to see manifestations of that. My word don't even really matter. It's the word of God. What does Jesus say is what I'm standing on and what I believe on. I'm very excited about this message because it was a refresher for me as well. Incubation, impartation, incubation, and manifestation. The pregnant woman gets the baby, impartation. The baby takes 9 months, is developing, is growing. But then when the manifestation comes, glory be to God. Look at my child. Amen. And that's what the Lord is saying. Taking my word in you. Amen. Faith coming by hearing, hearing by the word of God, standing on my word. And when the manifestation comes, the Lord said, look at the growth of my people. Amen. God bless you today. I'm very excited that the Lord is moving and he's saying to his people, you know, it appears like we're just going back to the basics. But really, the word of God is, I don't care what's going on, how gifted we are, how we can sing, how we can preach. Without the word of God and without the Holy Spirit bringing that understanding and illuminating that word to us, guess what? That's it. Jesus is saying, stand on my word. God bless you. Until the next time, I hope this word here manifests in your spirit the rest of this weekend. Amen. We thank you for tuning in today to Life Changers Radio Broadcast. We're excited about your deliverance, and we will continue to pray for you that the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth will bring healing, deliverance, and restoration radically into your life. Until the next time, God bless you.
Now, Satan, you're next in line. I'm going to hit you where it hurts, because I'm tired of you and my family, and I'm tired.